The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Yeah, that's right. It's us. It's a very special show, and we're stuffing our faces. Come join us. Let's do this. It's a special Sunday edition of The Blitz. This is where you push the "and here we go" button. Okay. This.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Fogo de Chão. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Sunday. I haven't said that in a long time.
No.
Welcome to the greatest show in history.
I don't know if I've said that ever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you weren't here when we were weekends.
No.
But welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. I don't know who's producing us today. Who's producing us today?
Conrad's producing for you.
Conrad. Okay. Thanks, Conrad. Conrad back in studio. We are out here at Fogo de Chão. Is that the correct Brazilian pronunciation?
Fogo de Chão, I think.
Chão? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I want to make sure I get it right. It's just Fogo to me. It is.
It works.
We're the one on Westheimer, and I got to tell you what, man, this place is fantastic. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, stuffing our faces, and they've brought us a little bit of everything so far, and it is all fantastic. I mean,
everything I've put in so far is good. This is good stuff.
So if we get a little distracted while we're on the air and just sort of disappear,
we can't help it.
The food's too good.
We can't help it.
Yeah, this place is fantastic. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports, man. We're here to celebrate the fact that we have a national championship game.
Clearly the two best teams.
I mean, these two teams, just if you went back and just look at the numbers of the five games they've played, there's no question which two teams belong to the championship.
Yeah.
And these two teams have dominated. And I don't know the last time I remember a team, and maybe this is just what people say when they just see something, but I don't remember seeing someone do what Villanova's done. I mean, these guys are averaging last night over 1.5 points per possession.
Yeah,
and we're talking about playing in a football stadium.
Yeah,
you know, normally everybody's offensive numbers are down.
That game went over by a half.
Yeah, I bet that under.
I was a little worried Vegas might have overcorrected.
I mean, clearly
we wound up being right on the numbers, so.
Clearly, I didn't deserve to win that because, I mean, when Nova shoots the way they do, I mean, 70% from the field for most of the game, it's just ridiculous.
It's not like Oklahoma's a garbage defensive team either.
No, but it didn't matter last night.
No.
And Grant Hill said something that bothered me during that broadcast when Villanova was on that 25-0 run and they were just kind of trucking them. Grant Hill said, Oklahoma just can't get any open looks. And I was like, I just don't think that's true.
No.
Oklahoma had some good looks and missed. And Villanova probably had less good open looks than Oklahoma did. It didn't matter. There were dudes hanging all over them. They were taking bad fall-away shots. Everything was dropping for Villanova. That is just night and day from what we saw at the beginning. And that's what – you shouldn't have taken much from that first matchup. If you looked at that first matchup that was played 4 months ago on a boat and decided, this team just isn't as good as Oklahoma. I mean, that was just lazy of you if you thought that. I understand Buddy Hield's been fantastic. He looked very, very mortal. Villanova's – they've always been good offensively. They've improved so much defensively over the second half of the season. They play Villanova ball. They've got four guards pretty much. They move the ball around, and they have a big man down low who does their rebounding when they do decide to rebound. But the flaw to me is that they shoot so many threes, it drives me crazy. But when they make them, it doesn't matter. And there's been a couple games in this tournament where you've watched these guys, and it's against Miami in particular, and then last night where – if Oklahoma had played their best game, they still would have lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind.
When they played Miami.
Played the best game of the season. They weren't going to – I don't think it would have even been that close.
When they played Miami, and I think that was – maybe that was Sweet 16. If they would have played their best game, Miami, they would have lost. I mean, Villanova was just unconscious and dominated that game. It was, I guess it was close for about 3-4 minutes. Buddy Hield came out and hit the first three, and it kind of made you go, ooh.
Yeah.
And then – it seemed like maybe the start of the second half, they made a little bit of a run to try to make it interesting when they when Villanova didn't box out the free throw shooter, Woodard, and he came and got his own rebound, put it back. But there weren't many bright moments for Oklahoma in that game. And
especially that stretch in the second half where they were outscored.
Yeah.
That was pretty brutal.
And it was one of those situations where I don't care what team was standing across from Villanova yesterday, they weren't beating them. They just weren't. North Carolina, you know, that game was close for 15 minutes, something like that. And then late in the game, they made a run and pushed it back to 7. But, again, while it wasn't as dominating as that Villanova game, it was pretty clear from the start that North Carolina was the best team. I think we're privileged because we're getting – often we get matchups where it's like – you know, I say this all the time. Not always the best team. It's not always the best teams that win these tournaments.
Right. UConn Butler when they were here last time.
Right now we've got a one seed, which by the way was the number one team in the country coming into the season, as talented as anybody, and we've got probably the team that's improved the most over the second half of the season, and is playing far and away the best in the tournament. I mean, this is a dream scenario. Of course, it'd be cooler for basketball heads if Villanova's jersey said UCLA or Kentucky, but that's just not the case.
Yeah.
But to me, it doesn't matter. These are the two best teams. I'm glad that these are the two teams that are here. I think it's going to be a fantastic final. I'm so excited for this final. As disappointing as it was yesterday that there wasn't any drama in those games, I mean, you just got to see clinical basketball played by both those teams, and that makes me excited for the final.
Me too, because and of course, the narrative today has all been, oh, the final four games were awful. They weren't close. Wasn't any drama, but I don't think they were awful. I thought you saw some really good basketball, and I think the offshoot of that is you're going to get a final with the two best teams, and I think you're going to get an entertaining final, and I think all that drama you want will be there. So. You know, hopefully it'll be a good game. I'm looking forward to it, and I think you're right. I think we got the two best teams, and I hope they play at that same level tomorrow. I'd like to see. You know, I'm just hoping both teams play their best because I think that'll be one hell of a game, and I also think that that'd be entertaining basketball, and that'd be something that people could enjoy. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, we're not going to take any calls because we're out on location at Fogo, and oh my goodness, this food looks so good. It's like I can't wait for the break.
I love this stuff, man. These Brazilian steakhouses, and this is the, as far as I know, the originators is Fogo. I come here once a week during fight camp because I eat so little most days.
Yeah.
And then one day a week, I like to come and just eat as much meat as I can fill my body with, and it peels right off me, you know, the next day, weight wise, which is good. But it's almost like a mental rejuvenation. And your body, you know, it's every once in a while you just need a big burst of protein when you're working out a lot. And
yeah.
I love these places. I love this one.
And it's newly remodeled, man, and it's very cool. This is a great place to come after services on Sunday or just to bring the family for dinner. You're not going to be disappointed, I guarantee you. They brought us at least 4 cuts of meat so far, and they've all been fantastic. And I haven't got a chance to jump on these shrimp yet.
Much better than an Angry Whopper.
Yeah. Boy.
Are you a cocktail shrimp guy?
I am, yes.
Are you a cocktail shrimp guy? Oh, okay. That's for you guys then.
Cool.
That's for you guys.
Well, we'll get to that, but I still have...
That's the one thing I'm not down with. I don't like cold shrimp.
I don't mind it as long... And I'll be able to tell you after I eat one, as long as they're really fresh.
Oh, you're good here.
I'm sure I am, because basically if it's more than 3 days old, I can tell.
Okay.
And I don't like that.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to be the case here. That's I'm kind of a snob when it comes to shrimp because you grow up on the coast, you get them right out of the water, and you know once people freeze them, you know, they'll lose their flavor pretty quickly. So, got to have fresh shrimp.
All right, well, let me know.
I will. I'll give you a full report after the next break. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show, or you can hit us up on Twitter. or hit us up on the Facebook page. It's at Fred Fowler. It's at AJ is the real. Yeah, we're just going to be hanging out here. And if you happen to swing by for lunch, come by, say hello. We're out in the back.
In the five tournament wins for Villanova, offensive rating of 131.7. That's their points per 100 possessions, which is obscene. Defensive rating, 94.1. They have been so efficient on both sides. I mean, they are it's unbelievable what they're doing. And this is not the most talented team out there, for sure. But it's senior-laden, yeah. Well-coached. I mean, it's kind of like what used to win basketball tournaments.
Yeah, well, it's kind of cool to see. I don't know how often that's going to be the case because, you know, every other year – Calipari is going to have four freshmen that are superstars, but it is cool to see this, and that so many teams with that kind of makeup have gotten as far as they have, and even OU, same sort of thing. But good for Jay Wright, by the way. That guy has been close, and he's had really good teams in the past.
He's had disappointing tournament runs.
Yeah, that just never did anything. So good for him. He's done a very good job coaching. What was that you just said in our heads there? Oh, okay. Awesome. That means we have 1 minute until we get to eat.
Yeah, and North Carolina, I mean, listen, Bryce Johnson, it's pretty obvious that guy's one of the best players in the country. Marcus Paige, I think, is fantastic. I think you just the efficiency ratings for both these teams just makes it exciting. And I don't know, again, I don't know if we'll ever see anything like what we saw last night out of Villanova, 74%.
Yeah.
Second best in Final Four history. That was the biggest blowout in Final Four history. I mean, but if we get in North Carolina playing the defense they're playing, you can't imagine Villanova's going to have that kind of a night. But it's very exciting to me.
It is. And yeah, I know a lot of people were making fun of Oklahoma last night for not showing up. But give credit to the other team. There's a reason they got blown out. And
yeah,
Villanova played out of its mind. All right, we are going to take a very quick break so we can chow down on some more food. And if you're out and about, we're at Fogo's on Westheimer. Come on out here. Check us out. And you're going to get some great food.
And if you're lucky enough to be listening today, we might throw out some gift certificates to you guys.
Yeah. In fact, I think we will do that.
All right.
So, next segment. Don't go anywhere. It's a special Sunday version of The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on a special Sunday version of The Blitz. Out here at Fogo de Chão on Westheimer, where
we need way longer commercial
breaks.
Yeah,
we need the commercial breaks to be much, much longer because I can't keep up with the food they're bringing us. Somebody was asking me, what are you guys doing working today? Well, they asked us if we wanted to come here. And, of course, that's not work. We're getting fed great steak and great everything. So did not get a chance to try the shrimp yet, though, because I'm way far behind on everything else. Anyway, if you want to hit us up, let us know you're out there, 713-780-3776, or you can tweet us at Fred Fowler at AJ is the real. Hope you guys are having a great Sunday and a great weekend, and take advantage of it. Get outside. Tell you what, how nuts is it going to be in my neck of the woods after this show between all the concerts that are going on at Discovery Green and Rockets Thunder?
You think? Well, I guess there's a lot of basketball fans in town.
Yep.
That aren't normally here,
so
they need to do something tonight. They probably say, "Oh, well, the local team's playing. Might as well watch."
Yeah. Go see Kevin Durant.
it is going to be pretty wild down there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm.
It's going to be wild tomorrow, though.
Yeah, tomorrow is going to be it, and tomorrow will be at House of Blues all day long. Mike and Mike starts it off, and that'll be a lot of fun. If you want to come out and see Mike and Mike, you don't need tickets. Just open to the public.
Just show up at House of Blues.
Just show up at House of Blues.
Yep.
Orlando asking who has the meat sweats.
I don't yet. I will eventually.
Yeah. It's going to happen. That's a fact. So Rottweiler's paying attention. Corey's out there. So we got Justin. We got some folks on Twitter who are actually listening.
Good.
So appreciate you guys, man. We're just going to have a little fun today, and at some point I want to have a little baseball talk because season's opening, and we can save our official – well, we do our predictions today and tomorrow. I think we're not going to have the same audience. But I'm kind of encouraged that – well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go on the record. I'm not going to jump on the Cub bandwagon. I think I'm going to stick with the Cardinals. I'm going to stick with the Cardinals.
That's you, as far as winning the whole thing?
As far as coming out of the National League, yeah.
I like the Giants.
Well, it's an every other year thing, so that's the that's going to be my NLCS. But
the other team, I feel like they underperformed last year, but I think they're going to be back, is the Washington Nationals.
I agree with that.
I mean, that team just has so much on paper. And then, you know, the Dodgers are good, too. The Dodgers spent a bunch of money. They built a good team. The Mets have a great pitching staff. And you know, with Cespedes in the lineup for a full year, maybe – and the National League's tough to me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of good teams in that National League. But if I had to pick one, I think I'm going with the Giants just because it seems to work out that way.
Yeah, every other year.
Yep.
And you know what? They weren't bad last year, and I think they made some really good additions.
And having a healthy Hunter Pence will help. There's a lot of things that the Giants were missing last year that they'll have back.
I just think it's been too easy for people to just dismiss the Cardinals and say, the Cubs are going to win the division.
No, I'm not a Cubs guy. I mean, I see the talent on that team, but – kind of the same reason I'm leery of going all in on the Astros. When you've got a lot of talent and it's a lot of young talent, I'll wait around. I'll wait and see if it's legit, you know, before I
– Yeah, and because these guys will have years where they're really good. They'll have – and maybe – you know, I think Carlos Correa is going to get a lot better, but what if that's what he is? Is this team better?
And if Carlos Correa – I mean, this we hear about sophomore slumps all the time.
Oh, yeah, that it can happen.
He may, I mean,
full season maybe wears down.
I doubt he's going to be like a train wreck this year, but if he doesn't have as good of a year as he did, is he paced out to have last year, it's not like it's the end of the world.
No.
But it's the growing pains of being a young ball player. It takes some time to build that consistency.
And that doesn't mean they're not going to do well. I still think it's the Rangers division as it was last year, but I think the Astros are – going to be right there with them, just like they were last year. I think the Blue Jays are going to have another outstanding year, too. Even not having David Price, that rotation is going to be good enough. I don't know if it's good enough to be World Series, but that with the lineup they have, and they play great defense on top of everything else, that people kind of forget that because they have so many hitters and they put up so much ridiculous numbers – they also have one of the better defensive teams in baseball. So,
the thing that worries me about the Blue Jays is their pitching. I do think losing Price is big, but they're like you said, their lineup is as good as anybody's.
And you get Tulowitzki for a full year.
Yeah, I think the Blue Jays to me are a lot like the Tigers, and I look at the Tigers lineup and I say, man, that's these getting and. The difference between them is no one's giving the Tigers any chance. They seem like they're just
– people have just
people have written them off.
I like them to bounce back this year.
And the Blue Jays have – I think the Blue Jays have a better lineup. I think the Blue Jays have a better lineup than anybody. But I just – I think the reason people aren't in love with the Tigers is because of their pitching staff, and I think same with the Blue Jays. I think Stroman's very, very good.
And
I think Aaron Sanchez is going to end up being really good. But not having that guy who shows up every fifth day and you're certain he's gonna pitch a gym, I think that's tough.
But I think Stroman could be that guy this year. I think this may be the year he's able to do that. And you know what they'll do? The one reason I like them is I know they'll go out and get somebody at the deadline again if they have to. Those people spend money and they're not afraid to. And that's a fun team to watch. And I'm a little biased because those guys in the Astros are my teams. But I'm looking forward to it, man. I think they're going to have a good season. But I'm with you on the Tigers. I think that's the team that nobody talks about, and I could easily see them bouncing back. A lot of love for Cleveland, and ESPN had a thing saying that Cleveland's rotation was the best in baseball, which, I mean, I think you can make that argument.
Yeah, but, Kluber, Carrasco, yeah. Santana, they've got some good pitching, but you got to hit the ball too.
Yeah.
And that's where they're lacking. So I still think Kansas City's the team to beat, to me, in the AL. That's a very complete team, although they don't have that shutdown ace either. But they haven't had that, and they've
it hasn't
done
mattered.
Just fine. Yeah,
they just got a lot of guys who can go out there and eat up innings.
And you, again, like you said about Toronto, Kansas City is as good as it gets defensively. And the great thing, and this is why I like a lineup like Kansas City's, speed doesn't take days off, you know, and. There are a bunch of guys who hit for average. They take extra bases. They steal bases. Teams that rely on power It's not always there. You don't hit home runs every single game. And when you don't, sometimes it ends up being ugly. Kansas City's going to me, they're going to be there every day. And then in the AL West, I think, again, the Astros are going to be in that conversation. But I think the Rangers, who won the division last year, a lot of people forget.
Everybody forgets that.
They are going to be healthier this year. A healthy Prince Fielder, a healthy Yu Darvish. As good as the Astros, as much as improvement they made in the bullpen this offseason, the Rangers still have the best bullpen. I think the Rangers are the best team in that division. It's going to take some time for the Astros to catch them. But, all you got to do is be one of the two best teams that don't win a division. So it's not like I'm saying the Astros can't make the playoffs, but I do think the Rangers are still the team to beat in that division.
I agree, although who knows if Prince Fielder can stay healthy.
True.
And that's something they – and their pitching staff last year, they had so many – they had injuries there too, and they got off to a terrible start.
Yep.
And people forget that. They played fantastic baseball over the second half of the season and, really should have gotten, at least to the ALCS.
And they were the best road team in the American League, and that's – it's very difficult to win consistently on the road, and they did it more than anybody. And that's to me, if you can win games on the road, you're in good shape.
So Lamont weighing in, asking what we're doing on weekends, says, now I can grill these chops the right way. You know what? I'm sure you're going to have great chops, but we've got great stuff here.
Yeah. So they just put a bunch of lamb chops on my plate.
Oh, man. I need to get one of those.
Yes.
Of course, I might actually have to do some damage to what's on my plate right now. But we're at Fogo. Fogo's on Westheimer, and we'll be here until 2 o'clock today, and just a special little show for during the Final Four. And
we'll be talking some baseball, talking some basketball today. It's just,
I could have done a whole 2 hours just on Banshee today.
Oh, man, we'll save that for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because my goodness.
That was
– it's the best, though.
That show is fantastic.
It is the best.
And I watched it again this morning. That's how much I loved that episode the other night. And I wanted to make sure I watched it again when I hadn't had a couple of drinks.
I finally got to watch. They finally fixed it. They had messed up the DVR on the People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
So the last episode, which is like the second to last of the whole series, I only got to watch 30 minutes, and then it was gone. And then they didn't put it on demand, and I was like, what is going on here? Mm. And then they fixed it yesterday, so I watched that last night. I was super excited to and my wife, who's been watching, she hates basketball, hates it. And I've been making her watch a lot of basketball lately. She was pleasantly surprised that they had fixed the O.J. thing for after the games last night.
That's good. Archer's back, too.
Yep.
Which is – that show is so funny. It's just so over the top. All right. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text us. How are we going to give away these gift cards?
I don't know.
I want to take care of the people who are listening today.
I say we go – I don't know if we have an intern, though. So
do we? Do we have anybody back there who can answer the phone?
It's just me.
It's just you?
Right. Yeah, it's just me.
We're going to put you to work today, my man.
Yeah, we'll do it. Well, I'll tell you what.
You got to get paid for something.
Heck yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it's because you don't get to come out here and eat all the good food. I may never eat again after this. I mean, honestly, this is just a terrific spread. All right, so let's do this. How about 10th caller?
Let's do 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Yeah,
we've got
okay.
a few.
Okay, 10th, 11th, and 12th at 713-780-377. How's he going to do three?
He's just going to tell them to be on hold.
Okay. Well, we've got, I don't know how much they're worth, but we got gift
cards. I don't either. Yeah, I don't know
you.
How much they're worth, but we got Fogo gift cards.
Yeah, so just take their names down, and we'll make, they'll be available tomorrow at the station. So there you go. You get to work.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Of course.
Sorry. We're just,
of course.
That's how it works, my friend. You're going to –
welcome to Working Weekend Radio.
Yeah. Well, working with the divas. That's what it is. Yeah, this is what happens when you get guys like us. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to see if I can challenge myself to actually finish
all this down
during the break. And, if you want to throw, one extra spot in there, that wouldn't break my heart or anything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, help your boys out here.
All right, I got you.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Keep screaming in the jungle. Complete the motion if you stumble. Go ask the dust for any answers. Come back strong with 50 villages.
This is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN. 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Fogo de Chão. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on a little bonus edition of the Blitz Sunday afternoon here at Fogo de Chão. Stuffing our faces. Still didn't get finished with everything.
No.
There's no way. Yeah, just not going to happen. But everything they brought out has been fantastic, man. How's that lamb?
I haven't got to bite it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Next break. Donna R. says, bonus Blitz Sunday. You guys are making me hungry. You would love this food. I'm just going to tell you, those bell peppers that they have, too, were just outstanding. So, yeah, that's why we're here today, so we could come eat and then talk for a few minutes in between.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So, yeah, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. If you want to hit us up on Facebook, you can do that. Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know who's out there. Just, you know, we never know what to expect when we do something like this because most of our crowd is usually driving somewhere. You know, or, you know, it's afternoons, getting off work. So I don't know what you guys do on a Sunday. Corey says, hold one of those gift cards for me. I can't get through on the phones. You know, we might give one away via Twitter. We might give one away via Twitter at some point. Just once we see who all's out there, throw all the names in a hat and do something like that. Can we talk a little football for a second?
Sure.
Apparently, the report came out that the Broncos had a deal in place for Colin Kaepernick if he would redo his contract, and that they're kind of far apart on that. Then another report came out and said, no, that's overstated. They don't have any deal in place yet. Somebody wanted it leaked out. Why would you want that leaked out unless you're just trying to get it done? I mean, what side?
I don't have a good answer. I don't understand why. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, to me, he should want one of two things. He either wants to get the most money he can, which is what he's going to get right now in San Francisco.
Right.
Or if he wants to have a chance to play, he probably needs to realize that, hey, I need to rework this contract, take a little less money right now, and prove it on the field. And, you know, in the offseason, you have a good season with the Broncos, which, by the way, it's set up for you to have a pretty good season.
Yeah.
You go out and have a good season with the Broncos, you get paid. Brock Osweiler had a good 7 games with the Broncos, and look what he got.
Yeah.
All you got to do is go out there. I mean, you're not playing in San Francisco where the team around you is garbage. I mean, you've got one of the best supporting casts you can ask for. Go out there and earn it.
Got really good receivers to throw, too.
If that's true or that you really have a chance to do that, go out there and earn it. Don't worry about this year's money. You got to look at the long money, not the short money.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And I think if I'm him, that's 1 year deal. If you go in there and do something special, heck, all you have to do is be average.
Yeah.
So first off, the gift certificates are $50 each.
Oh, nice.
And they also have another location at Hughes Landing in the Woodlands.
I know that.
So
one.
If you're up in the Woodlands area. So that's $50. That's awesome.
I know.
We'll give some more of those.
I'm going to try to win one of those gift cards. I'm going to call in during the break and try to win one for myself.
Why don't you just pocket it, and then we'll say we gave it away.
Good call.
That's easier. That way you don't have to.
Yeah.
Because then you know what's going to happen. Conrad's going to answer the phone. He's going to hear your voice and then hang up. 713-780-ESPN is the text line if you want to get in. But Fogo de Chão on Westheimer, terrific, terrific place. That's where we are. And you know, it was kind of fun. I've been looking forward to this all morning. I didn't even eat. The wife wanted to make breakfast. I'm like, nope. I'm saving the room. but now I get back to the Kaepernick thing. I think it's one of those things that kind of defines you. If you have enough confidence that you can go in and play for that team and get them to the playoffs, you will get paid by somebody. And if you don't have that confidence, stay where you are. Gabriel asked, could what you guys are doing today be considered a radio special, much like a TV special? Yeah. Today on a very special
version of the Blitz. That's right.
Where Fred deals with the loss of a kidney. Yeah. It's a special. So, anyway.
Where AJ deals with the meat sweats.
Where Fred tries to choke down more meat than he can handle.
That's right.
Which
save that drop.
Yeah, save that drop. See, yeah, we'll give you something on a Sunday. But, yeah, I thought that was interesting. And Orlando asked, do you see the Texans addressing the tight end position in the draft, free agency, or nothing? I would hope they're going to address it. I'm not crazy about anybody in this draft.
I'm not either, and the free agents are running out.
And I just don't.
Maybe we're just in the minority, and the Texans themselves think that they're not worried about that position, or they're happy with what they got.
Well, and maybe they think, and you know how I always say, well, don't give up on a guy. Maybe they think C.J. Fedorowicz is going to become something. I personally don't. I didn't like him when they drafted him. I just don't think he's a useful player at all.
I'm with you.
But maybe that's what they think. And you know, maybe with Ryan Griffin healthy for a whole year, they feel like he can be the guy. I don't see it, but, you know, I'm not there every day either.
Lamont says, looking around the division, seriously, what are the Colts going to do at running back if they're gambling on Gore? Which is true. But I don't know what they're going to do. I assume they're going to take one in the first few rounds of the draft. But I would have thought they'd be looking at a free agent backup as well, because I don't think they're going to take one in the first round.
No.
You know, I don't think they're going to be one of these teams reaching for a guy like Zeke Elliott or something like that. That doesn't seem very Colts-like. But, no, I'm not sure what their plan is there.
I hope their plan is to draft some more offensive linemen.
They need to.
Because that's a big hole. They've got some holes on defense, too.
Listen, their priority should be protect Andrew Luck.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
And realistically, Andrew Luck's the best running back that team has. So, you know, it doesn't matter who's behind him. If they've got Andrew Luck, they've got a good running game, but they've got to keep that guy healthy.
Yeah, and that's I think they realize they've got to address offensive line. And where they're going to be drafting, there's going to be a couple opportunities to beef that up a little bit. 713-780-3776 is the text line. Chris asked, while Kaepernick is everything to gain from the Broncos, does Kubiak limit the offense to fit him? I'm sure he would. I mean, they played a very conservative offense last year, and which those of
they
you,
had to.
Yeah, I mean, when you had a defense that good, you just didn't want to turn the ball over.
Yeah, and they were in a situation where they had either a struggling quarterback or a young quarterback pretty much the entire season. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like they were taking plays out for Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning was also smart enough to know that he's not going to be whizzing it down the field 40 yards either. And they kept it fairly basic offensively last season.
Yeah.
But I would also assume they'd prefer not to continue with that, but now they're in a situation where they don't even have a quarterback. I mean, Mark Sanchez.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Well, but again, how much do you need out of him? Even if you look at the playoffs last year, it's not like you got much out of Peyton Manning.
They absolutely need game management.
Yeah, and maybe Sanchez can do that. He did get to the playoffs with the Jets a couple times, playing that kind of a role on a team that the one difference is the Jets could run the ball really well. And I don't know that the Broncos, especially with the way their offensive line was last year, I don't know how well they're going to be able to run the football. Now, maybe if you put a Kaepernick in there and he's, you know, put in some plays for him, maybe that changes it. But I don't know, man. 713-780-3776. I guess a lot of people are working today. Michael checking in on Twitter says a blitz on a Sunday afternoon. Oh, yard work just got
better.
Oh, not work.
That's what's waiting for me when I get home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't have a yard, so I don't have to deal with that kind of stuff. Although I have been dealing with a bunch of people in our building rented out apartments to people staying here for the Final Four. Mm-hmm. So there's like all these people here. And so Friday night, there was a huge party on the 30th floor, and there was one elevator. Because they're remodeling one of the elevators, because they have to modernize them. They're all old and crappy. So one of them's been shut down, you know, for weeks now. And so there's two elevators and the freight elevator they let us use when one of them goes down. And the freight elevator went down, and one of the elevators went down. So we were down to one elevator.
Ugh.
And there were just literally hundreds of people going in there. But the good news is I'm getting a lot of exercise because I'm going up and down the stairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid that crap.
Because
the last thing you want to do is get stuck on an elevator with 10 people.
Yeah.
I actually did get stuck on one briefly, but the door kept opening. So I finally just got off and said, screw it, I'm walking down. Anyway. So, yeah, for all those people who paid all that money to folks to stay there.
Sorry.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see baseball's underway?
It is?
Yep, Cardinals at Pirates. Top of the second.
All right. We didn't mention the Pirates. I'm not ready to throw them out of the mix either.
No, I wouldn't be either. I do think that they it's sad that people like A.J. Burnett and Pedro Alvarez leaving seems to me to make a difference to me because those guys were average at best players, but – it limits what you can do with your rotation. I mean, Liriano's fantastic. But it takes away a big power source too. And Pedro Alvarez, as much as he was a strikeout machine, the dude hit a lot of home runs. But Liriano and Cole, that's a pretty good 1-2 at the top of that rotation. If they get Glasnow in there at some point this season, they'll be pretty solid.
Yeah, and it's funny, though. They found a way last year to get a lot of good seasons out of some guys that you really didn't think much of. And you know, it's hard to keep doing that, but if they can, I think they're still in the mix. I can't see all the Cub love. I think they're going to be better.
Cubs are a public team. That's what it is.
Yeah, I guess so. Everybody loves them. I don't. Okay.
No.
I never liked them. I'm sorry. I don't dislike Cub fan, but I don't like your team.
Liriano strikes out the side. 4 strikeouts through 2 innings for him.
It's a good start.
Not bad.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Try to do some more damage here. And we'll just take it where it goes when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
He stopped me from rapping Kenny. Kenny Hop. I'll spit it through the wire, man.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Fogo de Show. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, special Sunday edition. And my goodness, this food is terrific. I'm almost caught up now. I'm down to one piece of meat.
The picanha is my favorite, and lamb. I love lamb. That is, it's so good to me. So they sent out some lamb chops. They also have leg of lamb here.
That beef ancho is really good.
It's all good.
Yeah, there's nothing here that's not fantastic. I mean, if you're going to meet up, this is your place.
That's what, yeah.
And how many of these gift certificates do we have to give away?
I don't know.
We'll have to find out on the next break, and we'll give away some more.
We've got quite a few, I believe.
Yeah. So we'll take care of you guys for tuning in with us on a Sunday when you should be outside, though. Such a beautiful day.
And I love when they give you meat that's wrapped in other meat.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Especially when it's bacon-wrapped. Bacon-wrapped anything is good.
Yeah.
But bacon-wrapped bacon is even better. But, no, there's so many good things here. And come check it out. It's Fogo de Show, and it's on Westheimer. They also have one in the Woodlands. And we've got some gift cards to give away. And we're just going to sit here until 2 o'clock and continue to stuff ourselves until they quit bringing us things.
That's right.
And so we got baseball season underway. We got a Final Four set up. I think I have my Derby horse after yesterday.
Finally. Oh, really?
So, yes, Nyquist was
– got six?
We have six, okay. and we gave away 3.
Yeah.
So we have 3 more to give away. We'll just do that next hour.
Okay.
It's kind of a,
Well, we have 2 more to give away because I'm keeping
okay.
One.
Okay. You're going to keep one.
Yeah.
So we just, maybe I should keep one too, since it was my idea.
So
we'll give away some more next hour. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And if you want to hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, you know by now who you're talking to.
That's
so.
Right.
Hopefully. But anyway. It's funny how, I was telling you the two horses I was looking forward to seeing were racing yesterday, and Nyquist, who's undefeated, won the 2-year-old championship, just crushed the field yesterday in the Florida Derby, beat the tar out of the other horse who wound up running 4th, and now, this is why I should never follow any horse racing people on Twitter, because now they're all talking about, it wasn't that impressive, he didn't look that good, his buyer speed figure was way lower than it should have been. And so everybody's just saying he's not that good. So you're wrong. He's a damn good horse. And I think he's winning at least 2 of those races.
Of the Triple Crown?
Of the Triple
races.
Crown, yeah. I think if he gets by the Derby, he'll win the Preakness. And then who knows with the Belmont. That's always a crapshoot. But that's my horse. And he's going to be the favorite, but he deserves to be the favorite. He's the best horse out there right now.
Gabriel asks, and Rott's asking to hit up that Sooner No Show, he says. But Gabriel says, could Oklahoma's loss be seen as a reason why a team shouldn't depend on one player so much? To me, there's not much to take out of the Oklahoma loss from their side.
Yeah.
Here's the reality. When a team shoots 75% from the field, they win.
Yeah.
I've never seen a team shoot 75% from the field and lose. So, at least not at this level. Maybe it might have happened in a high school game somewhere. I doubt it, though. But if you shoot 75% from the field, you win.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. And it's not – like I said, Oklahoma could have played their best game, and they lose yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. And I think sometimes you just have to say, hey, this other team was better. They played better. And, you know, no, OU didn't show up, but I don't think it mattered the way that Villanova played yesterday. They were the quicker team. They were the more aggressive team. And in the end, you know, we see this a lot in games where it starts getting out of hand. One team starts pressing. And a lot of times you start throwing in threes and you get back in it. But a lot of times you miss those things and it gets worse and worse. And that's what happened. And do I think Villanova is that much better than them? Absolutely not.
Right.
Just like I don't think Oklahoma was that much better than them when they won on the aircraft carrier. But on this day, and this happens, man, on this day Villanova played about as good a basketball game as you could expect to see out of a college team.
And I really think, you know, I think that Jordan Woodard's a good player. I think Isaiah Cousins is a good player. I think Ryan Spangler's a good player. I don't think Oklahoma's built around one guy. I think that they have a star player, but all those guys are pretty good. You know, this isn't – it's not like one guy on a team full of scrubs. They just happen to have a guy who this season has sort of – become a transcendent player. I mean, you're not going to go away from that. But
no.
I think this is also the beauty of the fact that Buddy Hield didn't just show up on campus as what he is now. You know, he's been nurtured from day one into this by Lon Kruger and that staff. And they didn't know when they – we talked to him on at Radio Row on Friday.
Yeah.
He said there was no way of knowing that the guy that he recruited 4 years ago would now be, you know,
right.
What Buddy Hield is today. So I don't think that's how Oklahoma's built, honestly. I just think that, like I said, it didn't really matter what Buddy Hield did. If Buddy Hield had scored 30 points yesterday, they still would have lost.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it just – you see this every now and then, and you see a lot in the tournament, especially when you get in the later rounds and when teams have been playing at such a high level – you forget that Oklahoma had some bad games this year, that Villanova had some bad games this year, and this just happened to happen at the wrong time. And they've also had games where they were through the roof incredible, and in this case, that's what Villanova was yesterday. They were just – they played out of their minds. They played their best game, and it really didn't matter. And so the score in the end doesn't look good, but, yeah, I think you're right. Even if he scores 30 points, I don't think that was going to change the outcome. What are the Browns doing? You see they cut Dante Whitner? They've now cut both of their starting safeties?
Yeah, who knows? They're doing Brown stuff.
Oh, no, this is a new regime. This is the this is the Moneyball regime.
Yeah, good luck.
That's a guy who could still play.
No doubt.
I think I don't know what their cap room situation is, but if I'm the Texans, I'm making a call to that guy.
Yeah, that might be tough because I'm guessing he's going to get some big money somewhere. Especially because we've been talking about this a lot. There's so many teams that need a big safety.
Yeah.
And there's really one safety in this draft that's first-round worthy. So not everybody's going to get the safety they want in this draft, especially if you don't pick inside the top five.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Dante Whitner's got – he's got some interest.
I'm sure he will. And, hell, maybe he'll just – I think he's a guy that can certainly help a team. And
no doubt.
And he'll be able to pick a playoff team to go to, depending on how much money he wants. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you wish to get in on the text line. That's the way to do it. Do you see that there were rumors going around that the Texans might try to trade up in the draft? Which
Who's putting these rumors out there?
It was all over Twitter the other day, and I wonder. I mean, frankly, I don't see that happening. I don't see what the need would be for that. Oh, the big boss is here. So there you go.
What are you going up to try to get? Is the question?
Well, I mean, if there's, you're not going to get high enough up to get Jalen Ramsey. So, what is it you're looking for?
I mean, is there an offensive lineman there that's?
I think there'll be good enough
great
offensive lineman sitting there at 22.
I kinda think so too.
Yeah. Apparently the Jets have been in contact, which makes sense, over Brian Hoyer. And with the Whedon signing, it's obvious they're going to trade him now. But if you're the Texans, I think you can hold on to him for a little while, drive up the price, and see if
– I mean, you have basically until draft day to trade him.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Unless somebody misses out on the player they wanted in the draft, too. Really, I think you have – I think you look at the Jets, Broncos – those are going to probably be the teams that are most interested right now. But, hell, he'd make a nice backup, too. If you're the Cowboys and you want a decent backup. I think the question is what price are you willing to pay for him. To me, does he have more value than Ryan Fitzpatrick did? Probably. Fitzpatrick was coming off an injury. So you should be able to get better in the 7 for him, right?
Yeah.
Not much better.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick also wasn't coming off a 4-interception game.
No, that does tend to leave a bad taste in your mouth.
That's rough.
So 713-780-ESPN. Fortunately, nothing has left a bad taste in our mouth out here because we are at Fogo DeShone on Westheimer, and we will give away some more gift certificates. And just a fantastic menu out here, and it's just a great, great place to come and bring your family and load up on some flesh, man.
They got top sirloin, bottom sirloin, ribeye. They've got filet. I mean, we're eating it all: lamb, pork chops, pork, the pork loin, the pork ribs, chicken, sausage. You name it, they've got it here.
Yeah,
and like I said, lamb. Oh, I love that lamb.
Mm, I got to get me some of that.
I'm not sharing.
Yeah, that's the only thing I haven't been able to get any of yet. But we got another hour to go, so we'll hit some more tournament stuff. And if you're a regular listener, some of the things you hear today, you might hear tomorrow.
The lamb guy is here, Fred.
Oh, okay.
He's here, in time.
I've been waiting for him.
Ah, my man.
Yeah, I've been Thank waiting you. Desperately for him. So cannot wait to try it. So yeah, this is the one. Oh, this is awesome.
There you go.
Thank
Fred.
You very much.
Hey, you're welcome.
I'm loaded up now.
From him, I'm telling you, you're welcome.
Well, that's because I have headphones on. So,
okay.
Anyway, so we're out here until 2 o'clock today. And then remind you, tomorrow we'll be out at House of Blues. The whole team will.
They'll be out all day at House of Blues, starting at what, 5 or 6?
5 in the morning with Mike and Mike.
I won't be there at 5.
I will
be there probably around 3 o'clock. Well, who am I kidding?
Yeah.
I won't be there all day. But somebody will be there all day. All our local shows will be out there all day. So
we'll be there. Most importantly, we'll be there 4 to 7.
That's right.
That's when you want to come out.
The show that matters will be there at 4 o'clock for sure.
And if you're out at 5 in the morning, you'll probably see me walking my dog because that's about the only way you'll see
me. If you're out at 5 in the morning, you go to a bar, what's that say about you?
My kind of person.
Yourself.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. We'll come back. We'll do another hour of this nonsense. And if you're in the area, come by and see us. We're out in the back corner at Fogo DeShone on Westheimer. Come check it out. They've also got one at Hughes Landing in the Woodlands. And we got some more $50 gift certificates to give away. So don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.